You're listening to Practical Defense with Alex Haddix.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. We've been having a lot of fun on the Practical Defense Facebook page and Twitter feed with scenarios. Periodically, I've been posting short and deliberately incomplete real-world scenarios to the group and asking for commentary. The responses have been fantastic and exactly what I'm looking for. I keep the scenarios vague for two important reasons. First, Twitter has a 140-character limit. Second, we rarely have all the facts in an encounter. Often, our first indicator that something is happening is a noise or movement out of the corner of our eye. We do not know the person's intentions, if he or she is armed, or even how lucid the person is. Success is determined by how we react and interact with this person, not necessarily by how much we know. The key is, there are no right or wrong answers to these scenarios. The purpose is to get everyone thinking. It's an important part of our awareness training. Having a plan A, plan B, and plan C ready to go and immediately available increases our reaction time and improves our chances of a positive outcome in a confrontation. As I've said before, if you have to think, you're moving too slowly. Now, what I've been surprised by are the number of answers that immediately jump to a physical confrontation. Violence is a tool of last resort. It is a tool, and we should not be afraid to use it to protect ourselves, but it should not be the first option. Avoidance and de-escalation should be used if at all possible. Violence is a scenario where everyone loses. Now, for example, a beggar approaching and asking for money is a common occurrence in cities. Is it volatile? Hell yes. Should we be on alert? Also yes. Should we draw our firearms? Not until we have cause. Running scenarios helps us with our mental practice. They keep us alert, they make us more aware of our surroundings, and help us plan appropriate responses to any number of possible situations. So when we have a few minutes of mental downtime, like when you're stuck in traffic, run your own scenarios. I also invite everyone to join our discussions on Facebook and Twitter. And that will do it for this week. And as always, and mentioned during this show, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. The show now has mobile phone applications for both Android and iOS. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Kevin MacLeod.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
Before every show, we practice. Gotta be prepared.
Exactly. And the American Red Cross wants us to be prepared too. Prepared for disaster.
Just take 3 steps to be Red Cross ready. Create a disaster supplies kit with water, food, and a first aid kit. Make a family communication plan and listen to local radio and TV reports to stay informed.
It's that simple. To learn more, visit redcross.org or contact your local Red Cross chapter today. Thank you so much.